to our militia pillar update. Mike, go ahead.
Thank you, Sue. So in the interest of keeping the body informed, the Nevada Assembly informed, we received an email recently that everyone needs to be aware of. I think I'll share my screen and bring it up.
Okay, let me release screen share for you. Okay. Get back over to where. Hold on. There we go. Sorry, I have to release screen sharing so that you can share.
Got it.
Okay. Okay, there you go. I've stopped, so you should be able to access that button now.
I certainly can. All right. So, this is an email that we received. You can see it's from Tamara Amaral on the Nevada UnionStateGov.land. It is to Rocky Roper, to myself, to Sue, and to Keith, and to Doug. And unfortunately, they put an extra S in Lou's email address, so it didn't go through to him. It's also CC'd to Anna, to the Chief of the Continental Marshals, to Joseph Hayes, and to Jennifer Olson on Nevada as our PKTF liaison. So this is brief. I just want to go through it real quick. It says that they have a link to an email to the Nevada Assembly business meeting that was held on June 27th. Well, of course, we're having our Nevada Assembly business meeting right now. We didn't have one on the 27th, but they determined that they had one. A formal order has been issued from the people of the Nevada Assembly to remove you immediately from the militia commander position. A few concerns have come to the Nevada Assembly's attention. So they're referring to themselves as the Nevada Assembly. One, we had a discussion with Anna on the coordinator's call on this past Thursday, June 25th, on the topic of the militia commander position. She informed us that the militia commander position is not a law enforcement officer. Well, we all know that. And cannot hold General Assembly meetings. I'm not sure what that's referring to. Number two, Anna states, it's all referred to Anna's statements. Anna states at no time should a militia commander be noticing people or people unless it has to do with militia business. Well, I would agree with that. Anna had a concern that there could be a conflict of interest with Michael Trigger Wilson working for the district attorney as a process server. So I want you to read that again. Had a concern that there could be possibly a conflict of interest. All right. So they had two things. These are the reasons for the move, and the people voting on removing Michael Wilson from the position of the militia commander, where the results are, and they have 14 people who all voted to do this. So I sent out a response after reviewing all of this with Lou and with Sue and Keith and others that were listed on here. So to Tamara Amaral from me and from Lou of the Nevada Assembly. And we copied everybody that they had already put on there. And so this is a letter for the record. And the idea here is that we clarify there's only one Nevada Assembly, and its offices are filled by the people who constitute it. We've been in operation since 2019. We have the documents for that. More than 7 years with vetted members, recorded officials, and an unbroken documentary record. Its authority resides in the assembled people on Nevada and runs upward from them. No county group, no coordinator, and no national call holds governing authority over the Nevada Assembly or its elected officials. So we're only addressing the overreach by virtue of the fact that they sent this to the militia commander and all those other volunteer officials. This is where they stepped out of their group there in Clark County and addressed us directly. So for roughly 18 months, a group in Clark County has met and conducted its own affairs. The Standing Assembly did not interfere. Counties order their own house, and that is as it should be. We respond now for one reason and only one. The votes on the 27th and the order, in quotes, of June 28 purport to exert authority over the Nevada Assembly and its elected militia commander. The right of anyone in Clark County to associate, to meet, and to run their own affairs is not challenged here. Only the act of reaching across the boundary is. That's the jurisdictional stuff that we've been talking about, folks. That's the idea. So the June 27th votes and the June 28th order are void from the outset. A body that never seated an official cannot unseat them. Get that point. They did not elect me, and they cannot unseat me. I was elected by the Nevada Assembly on May 30th, 2025, to a four-year term, and I answer to this assembly. The June 27th gathering was a self-selected group of 14 people convened on a county call with a standing assembly and the general membership excluded. They admit this in their own call notes, their minutes, that there was exclusion going on in that meeting, that not everybody was invited. They have no standing. I'll keep going. This is a five-page document. I'm not going to belabor every point here. So no appointment from any quarter could confer authority to of your order or asserts. So they don't have authority to make an order against the assembly. There's processes for dealing with elected officials should they need to be removed, and we have processes within the assembly to do that. They're conducting their own independent process, and it has no impact or overview of our established processes within the Nevada Assembly. Even the communication repeatedly cited as authority for this course, an email said to have come from the Federation's principal directing that these matters be clarified. They said that Anna sent out a email to Sue and to Rocky and told them to clarify their differences. The last I checked with Sue yesterday, I believe, she hadn't received anything yet, and Sue can confirm whether she has at this time or not. The assembly extended every correction and its framework provides. Each was refused. This is an important part. So back in February of 2025, we voted 20-12, one abstaining, to remove Denise Mraz from the assembly business until she was properly vetted. There's another notice that they sent out where Denise signed on that document. There were 10 people that signed on that document. Her role sought access to members' private, personally identifiable information, and the assembly held that such access required state-level vetting first. Clark County disregarded this vote, and Ms. Mraz continued. In February, again, of that same year, applying the evaluation criteria set out by Anna Reisinger's own A Message to All Assemblies, the vetting committee unanimously disapproved Rocky Roper as Clark County coordinator. He met the eligibility test. This disapproval rested on conflicts of interest in his own conduct, his support for repeated attacks on the state coordinator, his disregard of Clark County members' rights and free speech and self-governance, and his shielding of Denise Mraz in roles for which she had never been vetted. Even so, the committee did not close the door. It extended a four-week course correction window with enumerated steps, among them return all assembly records and assets, shut down the unauthorized Clark County office that was in Las Vegas at the time, cease and close state-level meetings, stop issuing notices in assembly's name, and restore control of the assembly's websites. The assembly thus named in writing, and 16 months before this dispute, the very conduct now at issue. So this has been going on a long time. In April of 2025, the Oversight Committee found that Rocky Roper had borne false witness on May 11th of 2025. The final report closed the investigation with no contrary evidence produced. He was asked to produce evidence for his accusations. He produced none and ignored the result. Each correction was extended through the Assembly's own committees in the very manner the Federation's published guidance prescribes. Correct first, then time out those who will not operate within the work. Each was refused. Having declined the assembly's authority over themselves at every turn, this group cannot now invoke the same authority against a sitting official. We have recently sent notice, I recently sent notice to them to stop using the Nevada Assembly name, embossers, and other accoutrements that indicate that they are operating as the Nevada Assembly, including and expressly including the Nevada Assembly unincorporated name, which we have primary rights to, that have been in existence since 2019 in a common law trademark notice that was voted in, certified, and registered back then. And it goes all the way back to October 31st, 1864, and is non-transferable by any coordinator or official. This belongs to the people of the Nevada Assembly. An independent registrar has already ruled that the faction's domain infringement under that instrument was a domain infringement under that instrument. A later vote cannot reach back over a recorded instrument years its senior, and a body with no standing can neither grant, withhold, nor condition the standing assembly use of its own seal. They asked us not to, they told me I couldn't use the seal any longer. The asserted conflict of interest fails on the Federation's own framework. Vetting applies to a candidate at election, which closed in the militia commander's favor in 2025. Status correction denies any conflict of interest, and an ordinary outside occupation is a personal burden carried by the individual. This is reflected in multiple documents and references that are made to this continuing accusation that because of somebody's employment, they're automatically de facto or a spy or they've infiltrated the assembly. It's nonsense. By the way, for those of you who haven't heard it already, I work part-time at the Carson City DA's office as a process server. I go in for about 15 minutes in the morning. I leave with my paperwork. I come back for about 40 minutes in the afternoon and file the computer data for the services that I've done, and I walk out. They don't pay me any benefits. I don't get any raises. I get one salary. I get nothing else. It's $800 a month. There is no incentive for me to work with the DA's office on any of this. So no violation is alleged here in any event, only that a concern has been expressed, a concern unaccompanied by any charge or any breach of the assembly's own standards. It is not a ground for unseating an elected official. The full answer is set out in the assembly's prior correspondence. And notice we do have footnotes on this for anybody to reference it. Now, they brought up the office and whether or not it was a law enforcement position. A word on the office itself, since it's been raised, the militia is not an operational feature of a state assembly, but a structural part of one. The people themselves, in their protective capacity, grounded in the militia clause of the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and in state assembly militia framework, the Federation itself set out. Its charge is protective and broad. The common defense of the people on Nevada, their safety, their lives, and their property in emergency and disaster, in mutual aid, and against threats to the body and its jurisdiction from without and from within. It works in support of the lawful peace officers of the counties, never in their place. It is not a police force, holds no law enforcement office, and asserts no authority over any person's private life or lawful livelihood. Those who serve the assembly do so as volunteer officials of the people, unpaid, holding no commission, no badge, no enforcement power over anyone, not as officers of any law enforcement kind. To style this office law enforcement is to invert what it is. Within that same protective charge falls the defense of the assembly's own standing, instruments, and name. A notice, the assembly's materials, seal, and name are not to be used by those who are not the assembly, and that they cease holding themselves out as the Nevada Assembly, is therefore no step outside the militia's province. It is among the very reasons the office exists. So we've got some quotes here from the Federation, the Peacekeeping Task Force, and that they don't get involved in operations or in the inner workings of the Nevada Assembly or any state assembly. Their work is outside, advisory, supportive, and helpful. They ask only for an opportunity to advocate. And we've discussed all this in our meetings. So to have this come through, and by the way, it was sent in at 11:40 at night, just before midnight. I don't know why so late. So number 10, the records demand of June 30th is declined. The assembly records are held by the assembly and are available to its members through assembly's normal channels. No party outside the assembly holds authority to compel them. The handover demanded for June 30th is declined. The assembly continues its work. The letter is given for the record. The Nevada Assembly reserves all rights, recognizes none of the acts of June 27th or June 28th, and continues its lawful work without interruption. The door to the assembly's work, conducted with the assembly's own process, has never been closed to any member of Clark County, and it is not closed now. What the assembly cannot recognize is authority asserted from outside the assembly over the assembly. On that, and only that, this response is given. All right, so that brings everybody up to speed. I will mention a couple of things. They've recently come out and said that the LRO for that has been used for years through TASA and their domain, they call it Terry Soms LRO. They say it's in Washington State and it has nothing to do with Nevada. They're not going to use it anymore. They elected, I can't remember, I think it's four state recorders. And as I already brought up to the membership here, they ordered embossers and foil stamps with our Nevada Assembly seal on them. And a couple of our current recorders also joined in that group and said they're not going to be using the LRO anymore. I don't know if that's all true. I just go by what they send out in their emails, which get to me once in a while. The point is that they have openly declared that they are no longer a part of the Nevada Assembly, that they are creating their own assembly, and they're telling us that I can no longer operate as militia commander because 14 people in a meeting in Clark County said so. Well, that's not how it works, and I think they're figuring that out slowly. But this went out today to all of their recipients, so everybody got it. Chief Continental Marshals, Joseph Hayes, Jennifer Olson got it, Paul Pappas, the Chief of the Continental Marshals, and Rocky himself. So that is my update. Let me get back to this if I can here.
Are any of those people in any other meetings besides their own little group?
I honestly, Kathleen, I've got enough on my plate dealing with the Nevada Assembly. I don't pay much attention, honestly, until they cross over. When they cross over and start using our seals, our name, directing us to do certain things, ordering us to do certain things, then I have no other obligation. I mean, I have an obligation and no choice but to respond on behalf of the Nevada Assembly. That's the way I view my role, unless somebody wants to say, don't do that anymore. That's the way I understand the role of the militia commander is to defend the border integrity, the jurisdictional integrity of the assembly. And I'll continue to do it. I don't know who's down there. Tamara, we've never received any official notice from the Federation that Tamara is a coordinator on the state. Now, maybe they did that. I don't know. The coordinators are run by the Federation. The Federation could put 50 coordinators on the state. But you would think that it would be in their interest to notify the body of the state to let them know that, hey, we've got another coordinator on the state, but I haven't seen anything. I don't think Sue's received anything. Lou hasn't received anything. I think the Federation needs to take a good hard look at their coordinator operation and determine whether or not it's actually helpful for the Nevada Assembly or detrimental at this point. I stopped screen sharing, so if anybody has any questions for me, I'd be happy to answer those.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And Jennifer Olson has her hand up.
Hello. So with Mike, okay, I've been on this assembly for 4 years, and he's been the only man or woman, you know, any person, people, that actually campaigned for his role as the militia commander. I don't know if everybody remembers that, but he literally sent his whole entire background information. He was completely transparent. And as much as he was voted in, I pulled up the validation log from the GPP committee, and the vote was 18 approving Mike as the militia commander, 0 nays and 0 abstains. And then, Mike, I did have a question to you. Do we really have a process in place on our assembly for removing an elected official? Because we have a draft of that going on GPP, but I'm not sure. So could you speak more to that? Thank you.
Well, the experience that I have with that is from the GPP, and we talked about that there probably needs to be a process in place. There isn't one right now. But the bottom line is it's up to the assembly members to decide how that's done. Should it be required? Should it be indicated? I mean, if you had, you know, gross corruption or, you know, unacceptable behavior or activity, I think it's completely reasonable for the assembly to say, we can't have this person, this man or this woman representing us in that capacity any longer, and there should be a structured avenue for us to be able to address it. We brought it up on the GPP committee and said, yeah, that sounds like a reasonable thing to do. You know, remember, we're all volunteers. That's the thing. I just spent 2 days working on this stuff, and I don't get paid a dime for it. I take time away from my family, and I take time away from other things. I've got a lot of other things going on in my life, but this is important to me, and as a principal issue and also as a governing issue. I'm a self-governing person, and I want to encourage that kind of activity for all of our members. But we have to lead by example, and we have to defend ourselves. We're not aggressive. I've sent notices to the Clark County group down there because they're using our names and our seals, and we told them to stop it. We did the same thing with Jason Gibson. He was using our name or referencing two things that could be construed to reflecting poorly on the Nevada Assembly, and that's what the militia does. The militia commander addresses that when it comes up. I think that's why you guys unanimously elected me to be in this position. So I wanted everybody, I can't stand rumor mills. When I first got involved, there was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I didn't know what was really going on. I want to be completely transparent. This notice from Clark County and Tamara was not sent to all of the members. They send everything else they've got out to every member out there that they have a list for. But this was sent specifically to the Nevada Assembly principal leadership and to various organs of the Federation or affiliates of the Federation. So the Assembly members need to know about it because that's what's going on. I yield.
Thank you, Mike. And Kathleen has her hand up.
The thing is that what I'm saying is that I just remember we used to have Clark County and all of us and all of one group, and we did everything, you know, like we do now. And then all of a sudden, Rocky and all them showed their ugly heads. And then I guess we separated. It's like us against them. That's why I'm saying, do they have any other group besides, because somehow they infiltrated us in the beginning, and now we're broke off into two groups. So I just am wondering, how relevant are these people other than they keep upsetting our group?
Well, Kathleen, I think it goes, you know, it goes back to December of 2024 when this all got started. And right from the very beginning, there was a huge challenge against Sue and Doug, and they called them corrupt and every name in the book, and it was just Sue and Doug at the time, and they were fending it off.
No, I realize that because I've been in this group since in the beginning. That's why I'm saying I've seen this group grow and grow, and everything was great until their little heads came in and they started causing a ruckus.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, we were asked, what group are we going to be in? And I picked the group that I've always known, this group. And it seems like then they broke off into their little ruckus group, and they just keep trying to get attention. And it just, at this point, it's almost like, couldn't we just tell Anna, you know, this is causing way too much of a ruckus in our group. Let them do whatever. They cannot use our stuff. And just be on your way.
Yeah, well, Anna doesn't run the Nevada Assembly. We do, all of us. And we can decide to send a letter to the Federation and say your coordinated group seems to be out of control. Could you please address this? That's up to her or the Federation. The Federation in its entirety needs to address their coordinators on Nevada and this conflict. If they choose to do that, that's great. If they don't, we do exactly what we're doing right now. I just sent back a notice on the record that we are not accepting this order and we're not going to comply with it. And here's all the rationale and the reasons why. You guys have reached across the jurisdictional boundary and demanded something from us, and we have no obligation to listen to your demands or follow your orders. We don't. And that's really what, you know, that's what we do. That's how it works. So I can't, like I said in that letter, you know, I'm not law enforcement. I can't put anybody in jail. I don't want to. But I can certainly notice them when they're out of line and let them know, no, this is not acceptable.
Yeah, and we have no problem with you. They're the ones that have the problem. And I don't even know how they know what's going on in our group because I don't hear of them ever unless they're infiltrating or something. I don't know, but it just amazes me that they just keep taking up so much of our group's time with their nonsense.
I'll be honest with you. It amazes me too. They get the same, you know, they're ASNs. They're on the state. They get the recordings. They get the minutes. They get access. We're not closed off here. We don't have any secret meetings. This is, you know, how we do business. But when, you know, when they intrude on, you know, within our borders, within our jurisdiction, we will address it. Otherwise, it's up to Clark County to address it, honestly. The ASNs that are down there have a small group of people who are representing their interests, and I don't think they're doing a very good job of representing those interests, but it's up to them to fix it. Not my job. My job is to keep the assembly working and defend it and protect it, and that's I take that very seriously, and that's what I'm doing.
Hey, Mike, your hand up again.
Sorry? Oh, Jennifer. Jennifer, go ahead.
Well, tomorrow, from what I understand, is on Nye County, which that borders on Clark County. And so she's saying that she's been vetted by CMS and that she's a state co-coordinator. And correct me if I'm wrong, but she's not on this meeting, right? And so I find that surprising because tomorrow should be on this meeting with the state of the, or not state of the union. The state of the union TNA call, but she's not here, correct?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know. But here's the point is that the state, so neither Sue nor I nor Lou, the coordinator from the Federation itself, Sue, and the two principal officials on the state, have not received anything other than a confirmation she passed vetting with the Continental Marshal Service. Now, the Continental Marshal Service vetting is intended to vet someone as a secondary vetting. That's been well established. They're also oriented to international work. They don't do anything on the state. So, Continental Marshal's vetting doesn't automatically make you anything. It just says you passed through their scrutiny. Great. But the ordinary way that we've done it in the past was that if you wanted to be a coordinator, you stood up at a meeting, you said, hey, I'd love to be a coordinator. I'd like to get trained. Now, Tamara did, to her credit, she requested training, showed some interest. The problem is that we never got notice that the Federation ever appointed her to anything. So I have no idea. That's up to the Federation. But she's sending these letters out, and a coordinator isn't really supposed to be in that. I mean, they could carry the water for whatever they call them. They call themselves a Nevada Assembly. So I guess she's the Nevada Assembly, their Nevada Assembly's coordinator, I guess. She has conducted what she calls Nevada State Assembly meetings, none of which I've ever heard about. It's not something that we've condoned. It's not something that we've sanctioned. It's not an official Nevada Assembly meeting, but they're calling them that. So for those that live on Clark County, I think you guys have questions that deserve answers. What are you guys doing? Because they're certainly not the Nevada Assembly. That is absolute. They are not the Nevada Assembly. They can call themselves whatever they want. They are not going to be the Nevada Assembly. We're here. We've been here for 7 years.
Mike, one clarification. Just one clarification really quick, and then Patricia has her hands up. These people may be members of the Nevada Assembly and their county assemblies. We're not saying that they're not ASNs on Nevada, not saying they're not, ASCs on Nevada, but they've broken off and started a separate state assembly. And there is only one Nevada Assembly. And as you pointed out and did an excellent job with that, Mike, is we have had established meetings. We have an established assembly. We've had established meetings. I can provide that, like, for example, Tamara gets these meeting invitations every time a meeting is held. She did previously attend meetings until she decided to break off and, start her own assembly. Her own separate assembly, but I think it speaks to intent, the fact that she was on the business assembly meeting prior to starting her own assembly and did not mention anything about the coordinator her coordinator status or, and also didn't mention to all of us that they were planning on having separate assembly meetings. So that speaks to intent. That says that this is intentionally being done secretive, intentionally being done without the approval of the masses of the assembly, because I have a list of about 25 people that I know would have voted no if they had actually brought this to the assembly. So with that, I yield. And Patricia, I'm sorry that I took your time. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say this is a clear case of usurpation. And the way that you have addressed it, and obviously Lou has signed it as well, is outstanding. It's exactly as it should be. Kudos to you, and thank you for taking the time. I know it's not easy to respond to these things, but you've done an outstanding job. And we are just standing our ground in the truth, which is what we have to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Patricia. And that is that's exactly the same approach that I have with the whole thing. So thanks for picking up on that. I'll make sure that the initial email and the response document is sent out with the minutes from this.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Mike. And I would love to hear from the Clark County people. We have Clark County people, that are in communication. And if you guys don't feel comfortable speaking up on a meeting, I completely understand that. But, shoot me an email. I'd just love to hear your thoughts and your opinions on it, because this has been pitted as the state is trying to do something to Clark County or the state against Clark County. And I don't see it as that way at all, because I have a lot of
people in Clark County that I talk to that, you know, are just very upset by what is going on in Clark County and the way it's being done. And there are enough people, I think, in Clark County that they need to start standing against it. And with that, I yield and open the floor back up to any comments.
This is Jennifer again. I think Mike has been doing an outstanding job as militia commander and has gone above and beyond and is having to spend so much time with that. And there keeps being accusations that he needs more training. Are you kidding? Have you guys listened to Mike's militia calls? He has delved so deep into training. He knows so much, and he's doing a fantastic job. I yield.
Hear, hear. I second that. That is exactly my feelings as well. Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Jill, and my sentiments are the same as yours and Jennifer's. It's been a monumental task, and I want to thank everybody for trying to help. Thank you all. I yield.
And Mike, just in case you can't see it, I saw a couple thumbs up as well. So you've got a lot of support, and you know, I think that why they did that in a secret meeting, secret agenda type of situation is because they know that you have a lot of support in the assembly, and a fair vote would have been to, you know, keep you doing what you're doing. I yield.
Well, I appreciate those kind words, and honestly, that really does make it worth it for me. I just want to make sure that I'm doing the job you asked me to do, and I'm passionate about it. You can tell I'm not going to just drop it. I've got 3 more years to go. I just finished my first year in May, so I'll be around for a while unless you guys pitch me out. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So do we have any other comments or questions on this topic? And if not, I'm going to screen share again, if that's okay with you, Mike, if you're done.
Give me just a second to figure.